She went
the undesirable last letter.
To the corridor. Mrs. Benton went out of the classroom and saw Walter crying.
Then she saw Jenny and Paul laughing and they looked angry.
Paul, Jenny, what happened? Paul and Jenny stopped laughing. Mrs. Benton, Walter has made jokes about Paul and me. Then he pushed Paul and Paul pushed him too. Then Walter tripped over something and dropped on the floor and cried, said Jenny. Mrs. Benton looked angrily to Walter. But Walter tried to answer. No, Walter, said Mrs. Benton. Go to the headmaster and tomorrow you will be kept in. And now, Jenny, Paul, come into the class.
Walter stood up and ran away. He ran out of the school and went home. His parents weren't at home, so he went to the bathroom.
Had and he said and took I thought blade from his dead and went to his room. He went to his desk to look a piece of paper and wrote a letter for his parents.
He put the letter on the desk and lay down on his bed. Then he took the razor blade and carved his arm. As he was at his artery, he stopped for a moment, but then Walter carved harder than before.
In the evening, his parents came home. Walter's mum, Karen, shot at Walter, but he didn't answer.
She went to his room and screamed. Walter's dad ran to his wife. What's happening? He asked.
His wife pointed at Walter's bed. Her husband ran to his son. Call the emergency, he shouted. But it was too late, Walter was dead.
As the parents were at home, again from the hospital, Karen went into her son's room. She cried and cried. Suddenly, she saw a piece of paper on Walter's desk. She took the letter and read.
Dear Mum, dear Dad, I can't stay alive. At school I was bullied by all the children. They made jokes about me for so long. I didn't have any friends. Two other children took my lunch away and all children laughed. I've had enough. Nobody likes me and nobody understands me. I hate my life. You don't blame anybody. I love you forever, Walter.